I can't agree with doctors offering to send people to gyms or that type of thing, because what about all the people that voluntarily go and pay their own money to do these things? And why pay somebody to go to their, to go on medical advice to a gym or a leisure centre, wherever, to go and to do the thing the doctor tells them, you're able to do this, you're able to do that on the medication you're on? There seems to be an attitude here that everybody needs to, that the government needs to pay for all this stuff. Why should they pay for it?
Well, they're already paying for it. We are already paying for it, Colin, in terms of the ultimate cost.
I wholly agree with that. But there's another cruel reality that you can put into this. Look, if you don't look about yourself, you'll die. End of story.
Very true.
I was up the size of 16 and a half stone. I'm 6 foot one and a half. I'm now 14 stone. I also smoked. I got stopped. I was able to stop the cigarettes. I've stopped eating sweet food. Now, one thing that should be legislated in this country for is sweets of all descriptions sitting in front of every shop and every retail premise you walk into.
Yeah, at the checkouts.
Sweets of all descriptions sitting plonk on your face. Take them away and put them up the aisle somewhere. Don't have them there where you're paying for them and people sitting tempted to eat cream eggs and all the things. It's nice to eat a cream egg now and again. But you don't need to have it stuffed in your face all the time. That's a retail problem.
Colin, thank you very much.